Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Limit Breakdown, where we review everything in TV shows, movies, and entertainment. I'm your host, Sid.
I'm Migs.
And today, we're going to be doing our weekly roundup for the week ending in July 2nd. We're going to kick things off with our favorite box office numbers.
Box office numbers!
So, Migs, what were the top box office numbers of last week?
All right. So, the number one movie for this past weekend was Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny with $60 million for its opening weekend.
I'm going to be completely honest to you. I totally forgot that movie came out.
Apparently so did a lot of people, but we're going to go.
Okay.
We're going to revisit that.
Well, I'm glad that it's number one movie. And it came out last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Number two is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse with $11.5 million.
Wow.
I think that's week number five. Yep.
And still above the $10 million mark.
Number three is Elemental with $11.3 million.
Okay.
Holding steady. No Hard Feelings with $7.5 million. That's that Jennifer Lawrence comedy.
Okay.
Second week in the top five. And then holding real strong is Transformers Rise of the Beasts at number five with $7 million.
So, wow. Surprising.
Gonna have to check that out. But that brings us right into our first topic of discussion.
Okay.
So Indiana Jones 5, $60 million, of course, is nothing to sneeze at, right? That's
pretty good.
But the unfortunate thing for a movie like Indiana Jones is that it's had a budget of $250 to $300 million. So the expectations were significantly higher. It did even worse than The Flash did in its opening week. And, you know, there's a lot of talk right now of, okay, is this a bad sign for the movie industry as a whole leading into the summer for as far as like movie theater attendance and excitement? So I just kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit. Like, what are your thoughts?
Interesting. Yeah. So I think it might be a two-part thing, right? So for one, let's just say like Indiana Jones fans, mm-hmm. like we grew up in the Indiana Jones,
of course,
but newer generation doesn't really know it. They had the Crystal Skull movie.
Yeah.
That was kind of like their restart of it. And I know this movie particularly was also marketed really well when it first was announced.
Yeah.
But after that, it kind of died down. Like, yeah. I have not seen a lot of promotions within mm-hmm. the past month.
Yeah.
And I knew this movie was coming out. I wanted to watch it, but I didn't even know it was coming out this past week. Like, it completely sidetracked me. So, as far as that the particular movie goes, I think that's how it goes. As far as the future of movies, I don't think that's going to go away. I think how people watch movies, like now streaming is so popular, you know, more people would rather do that. But
I think with how many different streaming options there are, I think it's definitely changing the way that people are consuming stuff, and especially mm-hmm. things with that may not necessarily have a huge following. Not to say that Indiana Jones doesn't have a huge following, but it's not as relevant today as it was, say, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And
I had my rant a few weeks ago about remaking and rebooting movies.
So
I think this might be one of those franchises where, as beloved as it is, let it die.
Well, I think it's also one of those things too, where it's like take for instance The Flash. It's now going to be coming out on streaming platforms, I think sometime next week.
Oh, wow. That's like almost, what, a month?
A month, 4 weeks, yeah. So it's the studio's way of them trying to maximize how they can recoup some of the money. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people, you know, will look at things like, oh, you know, what's the user rating on the movie? What's the general, you know, like we said before, opening box office numbers aren't always an indicator of how good a movie is, but if it doesn't perform very well, people might be like, oh, you know what, it's probably going to be on streaming in 4 weeks anyway. And then you know, I mean, and let's not kid ourselves, going to the movies is expensive. Like,
if in all honesty, if we weren't doing this podcast and, you know, recording as we are, I would probably wait till Flash comes out. I would not have as an average consumer, even of comic books and movies in general, I would have waited.
And I mean, even like with the streaming options now, you know, you wait 4 weeks for a movie instead of going to the movie theaters, and, you know, for $20, you own the movie and you can watch it at home. So it's definitely changing the way things are being consumed. I don't think the movie theater experience, like obviously we enjoy going to the movie theaters, we enjoy seeing things on the big screen, and I don't think that's anything that's going to go away.
Yeah, I remember like as a teenager, mm-hmm. definitely in high school, that was like movie theaters were the place to go.
Yeah.
Like that's where we hung out a lot of the time. Yeah. And every Friday night, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I just think it's a different way of consuming, but it's also kind of like a cautionary tale, I think, for like studios, because like, you know, spending $300 million on a movie, like, yeah. It's a gamble. It's a gamble.
Fair enough.
Okay. Do you have anything?
Yeah. So I actually have two pieces of information. Okay. One, but both kind of anime related. So a new trailer, teaser trailer, and a release date for part 3 of Attack on Titan just came out.
Oh God, I need to watch the first part.
So Attack on Titan, the final season, which is called the final season, was split into two parts, part 1 and part 2. Linda and I actually went through and watched the entire thing from season 2 because we're like, we don't remember.
Yeah.
And then we watched season 4, which is the last season. And then now there's a final part coming out.
Yeah.
And it's set to be released in fall of 2023.
Okay.
So this fall, the final part is going to be
the released. final part.
Yeah, the final part. They are saying that this, depending how the ending goes, arguably is going to be one of the greatest animes ever made, depending on how it ends. Because I don't know if you've seen the last season or not. Have you seen any part of final season?
I don't remember where I left off. I think I left off at the end of season 3. I don't believe I've seen part 1 of the final.
Season 4 is ridiculous. So whatever happens in season 3 is season 3. Season 4 is so out of the box.
The last thing I remember watching was when they did the big rescue mission where Eren jumped off of the blimp.
Okay.
So I think that's the end of season 3.
No, that's part 1 of season 4.
Okay.
If you're on the blimp, then it's part 1 of season 4.
Okay, so I didn't finish that.
Okay, so it gets insane. So hopefully, depending how the ending goes.
Yeah, because there was like a big, like a 5-year time jump or something.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, okay. So that's what's going on with Attack on Titan. Another piece of interesting anime news coming from Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So DC and some studios in Japan have come together to make a Suicide Squad anime. Now, Marvel has done animes before. They had a Wolverine and an Iron Man one. So now Suicide Squad is jumping in. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, but it's called Suicide Squad Isekai. And the genre of Isekai is they take a character or whoever and they transport them into a different universe.
Okay.
Like, on purpose. Like, that's the premise of the show. It's kind of a, you know, newer to Western concept, but in Japan, in anime and manga, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
So in this teaser trailer, Harley Quinn and Joker are going to be the prime protagonists.
Okay.
And they get transported from their regular 2D animated world into like a 3D fantasy world with like dragons and castles.
So kind of like a Roger Rabbit type thing, like mixture of live action and animation.
No. So it's still animated.
Okay.
But imagine like the regular 2D cartoons that you see compared to like a more like a CGI. Esque thing, right? So instead of just being straight cartoon, is more so. Imagine going from like Disney cartoon to like Pixar.
Okay, so kind of like how in Spider-Verse they showed the different universes by having different animation.
Correct.
Stuff.
So it's going to be that type of thing, but Suicide Squad.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know the release date for this. This is just what popped up.
So. Okay. Speaking of DC. So James Gunn has officially made his announcement for the new Superman, for Superman Legacy.
The actor?
Yes.
Oh.
And it is David Cornsweet, the actor that we discussed last time.
Okay.
It's relatively unknown, but it's supposed to be a much younger take on Clark Kent. And of course, you know, the internet is being the internet. There's a bunch of people that are upset, as usual. But one of the complaints that I thought was absolutely ridiculous is that apparently somebody's saying that he looks too much like Henry Cavill. And it's like, okay,
I would have to look at the images again.
Yeah, but I don't know. Again, I learned my lesson with Heath Ledger and the Joker casting, because I originally was very, very upset when I found out they cast Heath Ledger as the Joker.
That was one of the biggest dark horses.
Yeah, that's my go-to example. So like I said, I have given up on like reacting negatively to casting news because I'm going to give him a shot.
Yeah, and especially that it's an unknown, not as popular actor. Sometimes they, you know, they pull it out.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, what I hope more than anything else is that they give us a version of Superman that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
That's mostly what I'm looking forward.
Gotcha.
Switching it up. So there has been, you know, we've reported on casting rumors for the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And we had previously mentioned that the current rumor mill is saying that Adam Driver is being cast as Reed Richards. However, there seems to be a bit of a shakeup on that. There are new rumors circulating that Matt Smith is being considered for the role. I'm a Doctor Who fan. I know you know him from Morbius.
Yeah. Morbius and House of Dragons.
And House of Dragons, yes.
Yeah.
He's also more widely known for his role as the 11th Doctor in Doctor Who. But I'm a huge Matt Smith fan. Yeah. So I honestly think I would prefer him over Adam Driver. I think Adam Driver would still do a good job as Reed Richards, but I would prefer Matt Smith. And so it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, this is, take all of this with a grain of salt. Like, you know, these are all rumors. So, but, you know, the rumor shakeup is what it is. Also, what's his name? David, I forget his last name, but he played Thomas Jefferson in the musical Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He is rumored to be cast as Ben Grimm. I would imagine with like CGI. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. He's actually done quite a bit of stuff. Mm-hmm. He did the television version of Snowpiercer.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans was in the movie Snowpiercer, and then they turned it into a TV show. It was the same actor that took over in the TV version. So that was interesting. I'm a huge fan of his.
He does some good stuff. I have seen some other things as well. I just can't remember the top of my head right now.
Yeah. And then of course, you've got still Margot Robbie as being the lead rumor for Sue Storm.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Like my only hesitation with believing about Margot Robbie is because, you know, she's still very much known for her role as Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad and other DC properties. So, you know, if she's being cast as Sue Storm, does that mean that she's done with Harley Quinn in DC? And like,
with the James Gunn reboot?
Yeah.
I don't know. And mind you, she's also in the upcoming Barbie movie that's coming out at the end of this month.
So. Barbie and Oppenheimer opening up on the same day. That's going to be that's going to be an interesting movie week. So I'm actually really stoked for both movies.
Yeah, so am I. Like I think a lot of people are excited for Barbie. I'm definitely excited for Oppenheimer.
Yes.
So wow.
Yeah. Great. But you got anything else?
That's all that I got.
All right. So thank you guys for tuning in with us. As always, don't forget to hit the like button, comment, subscribe, help us out with the algorithm. Let us know if there's anything that you wanted us to talk about. Please let us know in the comments. And as always, we appreciate you and thank you for watching.